And imagine if Congress passed a bill that the president signed that allowed indefinite detention without charge or trial. That would be issue one at any presidential debate, wouldn't it? The media's favorite debate moderator, Martha Raddatz, would have forced a full discussion of that one at the vice presidential debate, wouldn't she? Well, Congress did pass that law last year, and President Obama signed it, and he never mentioned it on his list of accomplishments in any of the debates. And he was never asked about it, not by the media's second favorite debate moderator, Candy Crowley, and not by Mitt Romney. It never came up at the two-party presidential debates. No one pressed the president on how he could possibly sign a bill like that into law, and no one pressed Mitt Romney about why repealing that law is not on his day one list. If that law worries you, if it concerns you in any way, your concern, your interest in that law is not represented by either of the two major parties. But at last night's debate, that law was called the very definition of tyranny.
That spells tyranny. It's the very definition of tyranny.
I would have vetoed the National Defense Authorization Act, allowing for you and I, as U.S. citizens, to be arrested and detained without being charged.
This is unallowable and is a basic offense against the very foundation of American liberty, and it should be repealed.
One sentence answer, Larry. If I were president, I would have vetoed NDAA.
In the instantly immortal words of Larry King, we're on drugs. The media is feeding you a drug called the two-party system. Big media is incapable of covering a political landscape that is more complicated than the two-party system. Big media does not have the resources or the interest or the intellectual capacity to cover something more complicated than the two-party system. The two-party system and the Electoral College have conspired to make most voters feel irrelevant to the outcome of the presidential election. The major party candidates ignore most states, and they ignore most voters most of the time, and then we act surprised that voter turnout is so low. They never really campaign in more than 10 states, and now they're campaigning in even fewer than that. Like most Americans, I have never lived in and voted in a state that mattered in a presidential campaign. I first voted in Massachusetts, then in New York. Now I vote in the biggest state in the union, California, the state with the most electoral votes and the most voters, and the one that is always, always completely ignored by the presidential campaigns because it is not a battleground state. The outcome in California is never in doubt. If, like most Americans, you live in one of the states where the outcome is predetermined, you should feel absolutely free to take a good long look at third-party candidates and pick one whose ideas you want to encourage. Your vote for the Libertarian or the Green Party will not affect the outcome in a state where the president or Mitt Romney has a big lead. But your vote will say something important about what you believe. The bad news about living in a state like California is that you're completely ignored in the presidential campaigns. The good news is you can consider voting for a third-party candidate without any worry that your vote might tip the balance the wrong way in the Electoral College. If you want to see the entire third-party debate, you can find